Hi, I'm Coach Kate Peabody, and this is an affirmation-based guided meditation centered around various focal points used in a variety of ancient meditation practices called chakras. Odds are, if you've attended a yoga class, group meditation, or a Reiki session, your instructor or practitioner most likely spoke about your chakras. Literally speaking, the word chakra from Sanskrit translates to wheel or disc, but references a spiritual energy center within the human body, of which there are seven along the spine and through the neck and the crown of your head. The chakra system originated in India between 1500 and 500 BC, appearing in the earliest Sanskrit literary records and the most ancient scriptures of Hinduism called the Vedas. Each chakra corresponds to specific organs as well as physical, emotional, psychological, and spiritual states of being, and influence all areas of our life. Within these chakras is prana, or the ultimate pure healing energy that's all around us and within us to keep us healthy, happy, and vibrant. While there isn't much specific scientific evidence that translates spiritual energy into physical manifestations, the study of the seven chakras and chakra alignment, whether it's been through meditation, Reiki, or yoga, is rooted in the belief that when the chakras are open and aligned, our energy is constantly free-flowing, allowing prana to flow through them. By putting attention on each chakra one by one and checking for blockages or pain points or opportunities, you can do the work to realign. From a positive psychology and Buddhist psychology perspective, we do have scientific evidence of the power of mindfulness and meditation to improve physical and brain health in a number of ways. Mindfulness can help relieve stress, treat heart disease, lower blood pressure, reduce chronic pain, improve sleep, and much more. All of this has a positive ripple effect on other areas of your life. We also know from the research of Barbara Fredrickson that cultivating positive emotions can lead to an upward spiral of happiness, hope, problem solving, and empowerment. So with that in mind, no matter where you stand on the idea of chakras, today I invite you to use their idea and placement as a way to focus your attention on your innate power to cultivate positivity and mindfulness. As we move through, place your hands lovingly on that area of your body to help fully draw your attention and breath. At each step, I'll share a little bit about the location and meaning of the chakra, and then encourage you to repeat the affirmations internally or out loud. So now I invite you to sit or lay down, close your eyes fully or take a dropped gaze, and move your body to get comfortable and really feel and connect with the ground. Now turn your attention to your breath. No judgment, just noticing. Are your inhales long and deep, short and shallow? Are your exhales quiet and cool, or full of heat? no judgment, just noticing and getting in touch with our breath. Maybe count the length of your inhale and see if you can get your exhale to match. And then next breath, go for 1 second longer. Focus on a couple of breaths this way. And if you find your mind wandering, that's okay. Just pull it back to my voice when you notice. It's a push-up strengthening your mindfulness muscle, so you might have quite a bit of lifting to do early in your practice, and it'll pay off. If you discover tightness or discomfort in an area, breathe into it without judgment, letting your body naturally respond and heal. So let us begin. We're going to start with the root chakra, the first chakra, located at the base of your spine. Place your hands gently and firmly, as this is the root of your being and establishes the connections with the earth, environment, and your body. Breathe into the center for survival, security, grounding, family, and community. Notice any tightness or joy. Focus your energy and intention on the root chakra and repeat after me. I feel safe and secure. I am connected to my body. I trust myself. I am deeply rooted. I make healthy choices. I am grounded and stable. Now we're going to move to the sacral chakra, located in the pelvic area, representing pleasure. The chakra contains your sexuality, creativity, and emotional stability. I value and respect my body. I take care of my body. I am passionate. I allow myself to experience pleasure. I love my body. I embrace my sexuality. Okay, moving to the third chakra, the solar plexus, located in the abdomen. The chakra is the center of willpower and is all about your perception of who you are. It contains your power, your purpose, your wisdom. I feel my own power. I honor myself. I am strong and brave. I am proud of myself and my achievements. I choose the best for myself. I am the architect of my life. Now we move to the heart chakra, at the heart level in the center of your chest, the source of love, compassion, joy, and healing. I am open to love. I forgive myself and others. I am connected to others. I am at one with nature. I live in balance, in peace. I am peaceful. The fifth chakra, the throat chakra, is located in the region of the neck and shoulders. It is the first of the higher or more spiritual chakras on the chakra ladder, all about authenticity, originality, and speaking your truth, compassion, self-expression. I speak my truth. I live an authentic life and have integrity. I nourish myself with creativity. I easily communicate my feelings. I have a voice and I use it. I share my experiences and wisdom with others. The third eye chakra is located in the brain, just above the base of the nose at the brow. The gift of the third eye chakra is seeing the inner and the outer world. The chakra's energy allows us to experience clear thought, contemplation, and self-reflection. It is our awareness, our intuition, our imagination. I am connected to the wisdom of the universe. I am intuitive. I learn from my experiences. I am in touch with my inner guidance. I listen to the wisdom of others. I am open to inspiration. And now the crown chakra, located at the crown of the head, at the top of the chakra ladder. The gift of the crown chakra is knowing that we're at one with everyone and everything in nature. We're all connected. And there is a deeper understanding of the meaning in life and an order that underlies all of existence. Spirituality, enlightenment, inner connection. I am connected to the wisdom of the universe. I trust my intuition. I feel at one with others. I feel at one with nature. I am open to divine wisdom. I live in the present moment. To end our practice, we're going to take three cleansing breaths of deep inhales and big audible sigh exhales. You have everything you need inside of you already.